You're tuned to 89.1 GLT and WGLT.org, Bloomington Normal's Public Media. I'm Laura Kennedy with this GLT Datebook. Habitat for Humanity of McLean County has built plenty of homes in our community. Now they're focusing on a project of their very own, renovating and expanding the Habitat Restore on West Washington Street in Bloomington. Liz Michael is the development director for Habitat for Humanity of McLean County, and she says the Restore is committed to West Bloomington and so is expanding rather than moving. Tyler Wiggs, the Restore General Manager, says the current building has just gotten too tight with so much donated material.
We go out, we collect donations and also accept donations at our Restore location. We then process the donations.
By donations, you mean like all kinds of furniture and have appliances, large appliances?
Pretty much anything for the home other than clothes we pretty much take. So furniture, appliances, building materials.
One part of it started with just, you know, the wear and tear of our building. And we decided, you know, now's the time. There are a couple buildings that need to be torn down. We could continue on with much limited square footage for retail and decided, why don't we take this opportunity to expand, really invest in West Bloomington and make for a better operational opportunity to further our model with Habitat.
So do you have an architect coming up with a plan? What's the next step?
Yes, so our architect is Russ Arbuckle from EA Architecture. He's actually come in, designed a whole site plan for us that will include demolition of the two buildings and then creating one seamless building. So it will go from our current structure into a new facility. Yeah. So most of our showroom space will be brand new. So it'll be a nice shopping experience for everybody who comes in.
And even the building that is current that will stay is going to be renovated and updated. So it will all feel very new, clean, modern.
And the square footage will be?
20,000.
20,000 square feet. That's a lot of space to sweep.
Yeah.
You're going to need more brooms.
Yeah. And a lot of space to shop, too, which is exciting. So,
what are some of the new features we might expect to see in the new Restore?
Just for our donors' sake, it will be actually a lot more convenient for them. Right now, they have to actually kind of come into the same parking lot that our customers come into, so it can be very congested for them.
So if they've got a whole bunch of dressers and stuff like that, and they're trying to offload it,
sure,
it's
they
a bit
actually
awkward.
Have to make a three-point turnaround.
So
we're actually creating a drive-through lane, similar to the Goodwill has, where people will be able to go forward and just stop their vehicle. We'll help them unload. It'll be completely covered from the rain, the snow, and then they'll be able to continue on out of the parking lot or come in as a customer as well.
What will having more space benefit you in the long run?
Absolutely. It will be a huge benefit. Yeah. And so one thing that people often don't realize is that the Habitat Restore, it covers 91.5% of our administrative costs. Basically, that's the equivalent of being able to build 3.5 houses. That's a huge number. That's where we're at right now today. And then with this expanded space and cleaner, easier experience for donors and shoppers at the Restore, we're confident that it's going to mean we'll actually be able to cover 100% of our administrative costs through the Restore's profits and actually then give back further to building more homes and partnering with more families.
Well, you're going to have to put a lot of money into it to get a lot of it out of it for the community.
Yeah.
How are you going to be funding this?
Yeah, the primary, what we're looking at right now, our primary source of funding is refinancing our current mortgage on the Restore, and that'll allow us to pay for, we're prepared to pay for pretty much all of it through that refinancing of the loan. But we also have a couple community partners that we're working with right now. Nothing official yet, but multiple people that we're working with to help finance it. And we're open to other partnerships as well.
And can the community donate as well?
Absolutely. Yeah. One of the things we're committed to is continuing the annual giving that we have for Habitat. We don't want a donor to say, this year, instead of giving to Habitat's programming, I'm going to give to the Restore. But we're absolutely taking donations, additional funds from the community to help fund this specific project.
You're not at all worried that maybe having this project going on might distract from the build end of the business.
Right.
You don't think that's
going to
happen.
And we've actually talked a lot of time has gone into planning this project, and some of the reason it's been now and not 6 months ago is because we're really being intentional about how can we do this well and continue to serve our families. So Habitat's committed to continuing to serve six families, which is what we typically do each year. We're committed to still doing that throughout the construction phase.
That's Liz Michael, Development Director for Habitat for Humanity of McLean County, and Tyler Wiggs, Habitat's Restore General Manager. I'm Laura Kennedy.